Okay. Number six on the agenda, Christine and Eric Johnson.
And Eric Johnson.
I'm guessing you are Christine.
Would you raise your right hand?
Yes.
You swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Thank you.
So why don't you go ahead and just explain to us your application, what it is you'd like to do?
Yeah, I'm seeking a 5-foot variance on a 20-foot setback for a gazebo. It is a Costco 12x16 cedar gazebo. If you ever go to Costco, you might have seen these. They're on display right now. I have pictures of the site. You'd like to see them?
Okay.
Thank you. It's going to be a patio with the footings on all four corners and the gazebo on top of that.
Okay. Is that a garden behind it? A fenced-in garden?
Yes. It was in the exact footprint of my kids' play set. And they're 16 and 19 now, so I need another type of play set there. Because I'm actually building it mostly for them.
We got rid of ours a couple of years ago. My youngest is now 19, so
yeah.
I don't know what that's like. For the record, there is no one in the audience of whom I can ask if they have any questions or comments. Okay. Board members, any questions? No? Okay. Everybody ready to vote on this?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. Very good. Okay. So, board's ready to vote on this. We can vote on it tonight. Before I close the public hearing to take a vote, do you have any final comments you'd like to make in support of your application?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application?
I did, yes.
Great, thank you. Okay. I will entertain any motion anyone would care to make on this application. In fact, I'll just make a motion. I'll make a motion to grant the applicant a 5-foot variance from the 20-foot side yard setback requirement for the installation of the gazebo that is depicted in the application. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, I will address the criteria. Whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties? No, the applicant is going to improve this property, put up a gazebo, which will be very nice, and will be an improvement to the neighborhood. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance. I suppose he can maybe put it in dead middle of his yard, but nobody ever does that, so I'm going to say no. Whether the requested variance is substantial, it's only 5 feet of the 20-foot requirement, so I would say no, it is not substantial. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on environmental conditions in the neighborhood, there's no evidence of that. And whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, arguably, I guess it is, but it's common for people to want to improve their outdoor living space to be able to enjoy the outdoors. And so I don't think the applicant's asking for anything that's out of line. With that, I'll take a roll call vote. John, I'll start with you.
I'm in favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
Paul?
In favor.
Steve?
In favor.
Rob?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sorry you were last.
It's
worth it. Oh, yeah, of course it is.
And at least you put the gazebo on your own property, so that's
right.
In the folder, it's the main power.
Oh, thank you.
Worth the trouble.
Nothing like all this has got your name.
Now the work begins. Oh.
That's what teenage children are for.
Well, except one of them in college and... Yeah, you're right, though.
Just take us to the building department, or the permit?
You can get teenage children.
Okay.
Teenagers, well, I can't really...
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you, too.